Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Mental Space on News and Talk 1380, WAOK, WAOK.com. Also available on the Odyssey app, and tell your smart speaker, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, to listen to The Mental Space with Sean Garvey. The telephone number is 404-892-2703. Tonight, we're talking about Juneteenth reparations and mental health. Of course, we're coming up on Juneteenth, the weekend. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, also known as Jubilee Day. You know, is Juneteenth helping us? This is the first question I want to ask. Is Juneteenth helping us with our mental health? Ooh, I know some of you ain't ready to answer that question, but let's go ahead and get right into it. We have our panel of guests that are joining with me to have a discussion on the topic. We are joined by economist Hakeem Webb. You can hear him each and every other Thursday on Point with Wanderlyn Stokes for Financial Thursdays. Economist Hakeem Webb also joining with us is Chief Kamara. Me and him go way back in. I got a very, very big announcement I'm going to make a little bit later on the program and how it connects between me and Chief Kamara. We got that coming up. Also joining with us on the panel is Dr. Joanne Frederick. I'm so happy to bring her back. Dr. Joanne Frederick, Washington, D.C. licensed mental health counselor and author of the Amazon book, Copenology. And also joining with us is community activist Teresa Hardy. Give them a round of applause to our panel of guests. How you all doing?
Good, good.
Very good. Great.
Thank you. Doing good.
Great, Brother Rashawn. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad that you took time out of your busy schedule to be a part of this important conversation. Juneteenth is coming up. I'm going to go over to community activist Teresa Hardy first and foremost. Thank you so much for joining in also on the panel discussion. Juneteenth, is that helping us with our mental health? I see you laughing. I see you laughing over there. So I can imagine you have a whole lot to say on the topic. Is it helping us with our mental health? Well, first, you know what? Let me do a rewind. Let me do a rewind real quick. And I'm going to ask this question first, Teresa. Juneteenth, what does Juneteenth mean to you as a community activist?
So to me, one thing to note is Juneteenth is a celebration of Black people finding out late in the game that they're no longer slaves. And of course, it started from Texas. The celebration itself started from Texas. That's kind of what the actual Juneteenth is as it relates to the slavery end. But then when we talk about where we're at today, 2022, the fact that Juneteenth is now a national holiday after 2022 years. No, I'm just kidding. But we're now just being acknowledged federal and on the local levels for a holiday for us, where we have been celebrating 4th of July as if that is our day of independence. The other thing about Juneteenth is it's the opportunity for, I believe, Black people to actually come together and really, when we talk about celebration, we really need to educate ourselves and really get ourselves on a financial hymn that will really celebrate our Black culture. And I kind of made that, you know, up as we go, but it's really something that we really need to take heed in, that it's not just a day off. It's time for us to literally start to educate our community, since it's now becoming a new thing to most people, that we really need to come together, educate ourselves, get us back on a economic change for the betterment of our community.
Okay. Juneteenth, just to circle back, Juneteenth is a federal holiday, right? In the United States, commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It is also often observed as celebrating African American culture, originating in Galveston, Texas, and it has been celebrated annually on June 19th. Now, fast forward to June 17th, 2021. That was last year. The day was recognized as a federal holiday, which, of course, President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. Now, we've had some mixed feelings. I'm going to stay with you, Teresa. Absolutely. Then we'll go to our next guest. We had some mixed feelings. We had some Absolutely. People. We had some people say, yay, we finally got a holiday. We can now get off work. This be my day off. We finally can get Juneteenth recognized as a federal national holiday. And then you have some people that feel like, who cares about Juneteenth? Give me my reparations. Mm-hmm. Juneteenth does not matter to me. Let's say you, Teresa, let's say you. Why do you feel like there's so many mixed feelings towards that particular scenario?
Well, first of all, that scenario is not our scenario. And I think that's where we really got to come together and really talk about reparations and Juneteenth are not the same thing. And I don't know where that scenario comes from. And, it, you know, we can talk about that and discuss that. I'm sure Hakeem and Dr. Joanne can actually add to this as well. But we should not be, that's just my opinion now. Juneteenth and reparations is not the same. And Juneteenth is not our savior to being being enslaved in the United States. And I think that's kind of where some people, maybe some of us who are educated on this, is not the answer. It's just something that someone has decided to do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let me ask you, Hardy, and then we'll go to Chief Kamara. Where do you stand with Juneteenth? Is it something that is needed or something that is like, okay, we don't really need a holiday? Where do you stand with Juneteenth?
Well, I think we need all the holidays we can get. I don't really get into how many we need because there's a lot of holidays that are celebrated that have nothing to do with us. And because we're supposed to be this United States of America, all inclusive, everybody's free. So there's going to be a lot of different holidays that are noticed for us. Now, me, I've been celebrating Juneteenth for a long time. This is not anything new to me. I didn't need a national holiday to actually celebrate something that I found that was a historical mark for Black people. And I think that's the sad thing. If people are now starting to celebrate just because now we have a national holiday, I think we have some other issues that we need to really discuss. Juneteenth celebration, you should celebrate every day. It's no different than how we got happy because we now have Black History Month, which is 28 days of the year, which is crazy. I think Black History is 365 days and 366 days when there is 366 days. So I just don't want us to get happy about holidays and not what we really needed to do as it relates to the Black culture.
Okay, Chief Kamal, let me go over to you. How do you feel about that assessment? Are you with Juneteenth or no?
Well, I have to say my assessment of Juneteenth is that Brother Malcolm X said something very profound when they asked him, as he was silenced for 90 days, he said, you think you got things are getting better? He said, no, you can't say things are getting better. If you stab me in my back 12 inches, then you pull the blade out 6 inches, it don't mean things get better. even if you pull the knife all the way out, things don't get better till you heal the wounds. And 310 years of chattel slavery, robbing us of our names, our language, our culture, our religion, our God, our folkways, mores and norms, raping our women, you know what I'm saying, raping our men, castrating us, lynching us, you know what I'm saying? And then all Master Jim say, "Oh, you free on June 19th, we celebrate until they repair the, and some of the damage that's been done is irreversible. You know, we lost over 100 million in the Middle Passage from Africa to America. Africa is suffering today because of the transatlantic slave trade. We're suffering today. There's more black men in jail, on parole, in prison, and probation. That was 1850 on the height of slavery. It was a new form of Jim Crow. That's the penal institution, the prison, or the school, the prison pipeline. So how can we celebrate when they have not done right by us? How do we celebrate when they can gun down a black man? You know, Trayvon Martin could be gunned down, and a white majority white jury can acquit. When the police gun us down, white folks don't feel no empathy for us. So how are things getting better? And the same old, it's the same old game, just a different time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me put a bookmark because we're up on a break, Chief Kamar. I mean, when you talk about trauma, when you talk about oppression, social injustice, tying that in, it goes back to the question, how is Juneteenth helping us with our mental health? 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. Call in. We want to hear from you. We got our panel of guests. It's The Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Let's talk. Welcome back to The Mental Space. Sean Garvey, you, and you on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We have our panel of guests, economist Hakeem Webb, in which we're going to go to in just a few moments. Also joining with us is Chief Kamar, Dr. Joanne Frederick, and community activist Teresa Hardy, 404-892-2703. We're talking about Juneteenth reparations and how they are all connected to mental health. Is Juneteenth helping us with our mental health? Let's say you, and let's go to the phone lines. We have Sharon from the ATL. Sharon, good evening. Welcome to The Mental Space. What you got for us this evening?
Hi. I was just wanting to make sure that you all know that we're having a parade and three-day festival right down there at Olympic, Centennial Olympic Park this weekend. And Bob Johnson with Juneteenth Atlanta. He's been the host of Juneteenth Atlanta for the past 10 years. And yes, it's going to be awesome. We have space for, you know, for mental health. We have special needs. We have all of the vendors and entertainment. And most of all, we have a stage for children. And that's who I am with. I'm with the ASALA, which is the Association for the Studies of African American Life and History. And we have children, and we call them Know Thyself. And our children are, you know, children from the Potter's Wheel Ministry, from APS, and from different, you know, other communities. So we all come together, and we have a parade. The parade starts at 12. It will come down the Capitol, down Decatur Street to Olympic Park. And we hope that we have you all out there and your support the entire weekend. But one of the things that I keep calling him a doctor, maybe he should be, but Bob Johnson wants to do, he wants this to be the biggest Black History Parade ever. And when we went out to Olympic Park and just looked at the area, there is one area that's going to be called the Healing Area. And that area is it's going to be all the way to the left when you first come in by the rings. And that area is going to be where they'll have, you know, all holistic, you know, vendors, and people will be doing massages and all of that. And so I'm just hoping that we get the support that we need. We always have a good time. It's always fun. It's always healthy. It's always, you know, people, no arguments, no fussing. You know, we used to come down Martin Luther King, you know, and I kind of like being on Martin Luther King from Morris Brown College to Mosley Park. And then we finally got bigger and went to Home Depot backyard. And now we're even bigger with Centennial. And they have made it so hard for us as a people. I just want to say that, and then I'm going to shut up. They made it so hard for us. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're asking you know, I mean, almost daily for different things, you know, security. You can't even bring the bouncy houses in because you got to use their generators. That's, you know, money involved. Unbelievable.
Okay. I appreciate your comment, and thank you for plugging that in, Sharon. And something that you mentioned there is going to be a mental health part of the event. So we definitely want to advise people about yes. that part of the event coming
and
up.
And it's all free.
Okay. What's the website?
The website is JuneteenthATL.com. And then, look, we have we have an app. And you have to, if you go to the app, and you can do 54244. Wait a minute, make sure that I get that correct. But you're gonna do you're gonna do APS. I'm sorry, ATL. You're gonna do ATL to 54244 That's the mobile app.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that information, Sharon. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I'm glad that you're doing this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And that's JuneteenthATL.com for more information. I want to go back to my guest as we talk about Juneteenth reparations and mental health. Let's go over to our other guest, economist Hakeem Webb. Glad that you are on the panel with us this evening. From an economic aspect, Hakeem, Juneteenth, federal holiday, you have people celebrating it. There's going to be various events happening, but yet still in this country, Black people, African-Americans, people of color in our community, we still face challenges of economic inclusion. When it comes to economic inclusion, let's say you.
Excellent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question. Thanks for having me on. Good to be on the panel with all of the other distinguished guests, and I greatly appreciate it. And I've already been listening to, obviously, the different panelists and the call-in, and it's set to be a great evening. So I'm excited. I probably differ than most on this because of just the history of our country and how my mother and dad raised us, as well as our entire family, especially with my godparents and godfather being the right hand to Malcolm X, and and so forth. So we never relied on the school districts to give us our knowledge of history. We received it from home. So we didn't have to look to the oppressor, so to speak, to be the one that was going to give us information, equip us, whether it's economic, whether it's mental health, whether it's food, whether it's education. That just never made sense to me. But I understand how we got there. As far as Juneteenth and becoming a legal holiday, it just falls in line with a great many other things. They placate us, so to speak, just to, you know, we're a very emotional kind of people. And so we get emotional over these type of things instead of show me the money, so to speak. And so I'm more of show me the money. And if you want to have something nice to go along with it, amen. But I didn't need the legal holiday, so to speak. It's nice, but I didn't need it. I tend to follow and look at other ethnic groups that are here in America, came different than us, but still here nonetheless, and see how they are doing things. And of course, the most prominent that we can lean toward is the Jewish community. The Jewish community coming from the New York City area, they have every holiday under the sun that it pertains to their culture and their religion. And if you live in a New York City area, they're going to shut down commerce as a result of that. Schools are going to shut down. Businesses are going to shut down. Transportation, because they dominate in so many areas, in law, in medicine, in economics, in commerce. So they dominate, and people need what they have. They don't need them to be entertainers. Now, most of our wealth comes from entertainment of some sort. Playing basketball, playing sports, dancing, singing, movies. And in many of those arenas, you still need someone to hire you, as Will Smith is seeing right about now, so to speak. And so, and also dealing with some mental issues, as it were. And so whenever you need someone to hire you, they still control things. And if we didn't need to be hired as a mass people, then we can have whatever holiday we want. We can celebrate whatever holiday we want, when we want it, pick the date that we want it, take as many days off as you want, and force others to acknowledge what we are about. And so that's where I stand really on Juneteenth and every other holiday that we try to celebrate, is get to a place where we control whatever holiday we want to control and take off to celebrate who we were as a people, who we are as a people, and who we will always be as a people, and not rely on them to dictate that for us. From an economic standpoint, Sean, it's going to suck money out of our community no more, because we're consumers. And so it's going to help businesses. They're going to shop. They're going to buy things. They're going to go out and eat. And just like Easter, or what I call Resurrection Sunday, or Mother's Day, or Father's Day, or Valentine's Day, or Christmas, all these days is taking money out of your pocket in the community and putting it into the pockets of the very same people that you're asking for help.
Welcome back to the Mental Space, where we talk about all things considered mental health in our community, 404-892-2703. And we're talking about Juneteenth reparations and how they are all connected to mental health. Economist Hakeem Webb with Chief Kamal, Dr. Joanne Frederick, and community activist Teresa Hardy. And it seemed like we're about to go into a debate, Simone. It seemed like, I just got a feeling, but that's what we're here for. This is Talk Radio, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, having a conversation, an intellectual conversation in exchange of ideas. Let's go over to Dr. Joanne Frederick. I want to reintroduce her again, Washington, D.C. licensed mental health counselor. Dr. Joanne Frederick, thank you so much for joining with us. What is your response to Hakeem Webb's argument?
Yeah, well, thank you, Sean, for asking. And hello, everyone. You know, my response, I think he has a great point. You know, I don't know if you saw my reaction. And that point, meaning that I didn't think about what holidays mean for us. Holidays mean, yeah, that cookout, yeah, buying stuff, shopping, and especially during a pandemic, because we have been isolated, locked down, you know, lonely, experiencing loneliness. And so now is the time to party. And I didn't think about that part of this holiday. And so my reaction was like, he's preaching.
Sometimes I call him Pastor Hakeem Webb.
Really?
Interestingly, I used to train pastors, and I used to install pastors in ministries, and I would take over from time to time, but I'm ordained in as well as, and I used to teach around the country and the globe. So many people say that, yes.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah. Dr. Joanne Frederick is in alignment with Hakeem Webb. Let me go back over to Chief Kamara, because I know you got to go in a few minutes, Chief Kamara, and I definitely want to let the listeners know about this big announcement. Chief Kamara, let's say you, what is your response?
As I was saying before you went to the break, is that, you know, things have not changed. Look at the Turner Commission, which LBJ, Lyndon Banks Johnson, put together through the research to see how we were faring in this society. They said it was two societies, one black and one white, separate and not equal. And we're still running around begging crumbs.
We can barely hear him.
Okay. Can you hear me now? I said, we're still running around begging for crumbs out of the slave master's hand. You know, we're still running around begging to be accepted, begging them to let our people go out of prison, begging for jobs, begging for equality. The only solution we have to really be free is complete separation. You can't keep playing grab behind with white supremacy. You know, we don't have another form. If we would have separated after Emmett Till, we wouldn't have a Trayvon Martin. You see what I mean? How long are they going to keep killing us? How long are we keep faring with our injustice? You talk about economics, you know. Economics, yes, that's important. We have economics in the Black Wall Street, and they came in and bombed Tulsa, Oklahoma, murdered innocent women, men, and children. So separation, have an independent nation of our own. We can take brain people like the pounds, our good brother who's an economist, have our own economy, our own currency, our own military to defend ourselves. Our only solution is separation. You don't have no more time to waste begging benevolent white folks to do the right thing.
That's an interesting. Go ahead, Hakeem.
Interesting. Occasionally, many people think I'm for separation. I'm not for separation. I wasn't for inclusion when you deal with segregation. I wasn't for that. And the late John Lewis, before he passed, he shared how we're worse off now than then. So many can make an argument as it pertains to segregation, or should we not segregate? I'm not completely today. Back then, maybe. But today, I'm not for separation, because all whites are not created the same, and all other ethnic groups are not created the same. So there's many people that were fighting alongside of us, and many people to continue to fight alongside of us. So I'm not sure if separation in itself is the answer, but a mental separation, disconnect mentally, financially, and begin to understand that he who oppressed you, you can never go to that same person for your freedom. So as far as that concerns, yes. And so we constantly look for them to help us in our community, help us with jobs, help us with these things. And so we have to get off of that. We were due 40 acres of the mule. We never received that. And there's tremendous studies that put reparations at anywhere between 10 to 12 trillion dollars. And I've done studies on it. I spoke on it on radio. I've written on it. There's ways to absolutely finance it if you understand how the whole slave trade came about and who benefited from it. You go back to those very same individuals and get them to put money towards the reparation. So I'm not necessarily for separation, but I'm not.
The question, our brother Sean, let me ask you
this. Yes, question.
Now, here's my question to all of the parents. If you have a daughter, and I say this all the time as I get my talks on separation. You have a daughter. She came to you and say, what's my name? What's your name again, brother? Doctor?
Hakeem Webb.
Okay, brother Hakeem Webb. So your daughter come and say, Dad, I got someone I want you to meet. This is my boyfriend. He wants to marry me. Meet him. He's very nice. He give him his blessings. And she marries him. And 3 months down the line, she come crying and say, I got a black eye. Mm-hmm. What advice do we give him? So you can hold the question.
So I finish. Excellent question. And my daughter recently actually did this. And I'm a little different. I'm not the turn the cheek Negro. I'm not. You're not going to get a second cheek from me. So I'm not that kind of Negro.
Let's say, but that's just the question. I'm coming home.
So to that question specifically, brother, if a young man comes to me and asks for my blessing, my daughter, is real straight and dry. Put your hands on her. I'm not only going to kick your butt, I'm going to get your mamas, your sisters, your brothers. We're going to get the whole family because we're going to root this out. If you have a problem with my daughter, just bring it back home to dad. I'm good. If you have a problem with her, just let her go and bring it home to dad, but don't put your hands on her. Simple.
All right, I'm coming home now. You answer the question. Let's say, for instance, that you know, you do give him another chance.
No. We're not going to get another chance. We ain't going to say that. He ain't going to get another chance.
Hold the call, my brother. Let's say we do give him another chance.
Okay.
Talk to Dr. Phil and talk to Yala Van Zandt, and you give him another chance. Then she come back with 2 black eyes. You know,
Where you're wrong, brother. That's where you're wrong. That's the problem with many of us in this country. You're not going to get another chance if it's my daughter. You're not.
Here's the point I'm making. Well, if you won't give your daughter a second chance to go into an abusive relationship, why should we continue to be in an abusive relationship with white people? White people have done more than this guy could do to your daughter. They've murdered us. They've lynched us. They've practiced genocide against us. They practiced medical genocide against us.
Sure.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The only difference between the analogy that you're trying to form, I don't move in absolute, so I have not met every white person. So every white person did not do this to me. But the ones that did it to me, or the ones that will try to do it, they're going to pay the price. And we're not turning the key. But I can't put every white person in that basket when I know that so many white people have helped us.
Welcome back. Second hour of the Mental Space. 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. We have our panel of guests on the telephone line to talk about Juneteenth reparations and how they are all connected to mental health. Before we go back to our guests, let's speak to Dooley from Charlotte. Dooley, welcome. Caller 4, line 4.
Sean.
Hey, good evening.
Sean, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
It's Dooley from Florida.
Well, we got Charlotte here. Dooley from Florida. Hello. Hey.
I was going to call you. I talked to you on Robert Batilla's show.
Yes, sir.
And I talked to you a few other times. And I realized how important mental health is for anybody, especially somebody who's been traumatized for 500 years under, you know, with the thing we went through that they say you ain't supposed to talk about in school anymore. And I don't understand how you can have any kind of therapy without talking about the abuse that was done to you. I don't get it. But I called to support you on your program because this is an area that we need to get our mental health together in. And that's why I called you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dooley, for calling into the mental space. I really appreciate it. And it's a conversation. It's a very important conversation due to the fact that people, and I did a show a few weeks ago about post-traumatic slavery disorder or PTSS,
yeah,
post-traumatic slavery syndrome with our previous guest. And it's an ongoing conversation, 400 years of oppression and then an extra 400 years of people of Africa, our African-American brothers and sisters still being traumatized, still feeling like they are 3/5 of a person here in this country and the effects of it. So feel like
because we're being treated like that. Mm-hmm. And if we need therapy more than anybody else on the planet, because you know what? One thing I was thinking about the other day, I said, what happened to the Egyptians? And how is it that the Egyptians and the Hebrews, the only way to identify them was by the clothes on their back? But the Egyptians are missing, and white people are now the new Hebrew Israelites. And it just makes you wonder about our mental health.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dooley, for calling back in to the Mental Space. I really appreciate it. Let everybody know to tune into the Mental Space Monday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Let's go over to our next caller, line 3. We have Cynthia from Buckhead who wants to weigh in on the conversation. Cynthia.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hi. I've been enjoying the conversation, the discussion today. I remember the first time I heard of Juneteenth. I was in undergrad at San Jose State, and I called my mom, who lived in Texarkana. I had never heard of it. I said, Mom, you ever heard of Juneteenth? And she said, yeah, I think I kind of remember something. Now, I'm 73 years old now, so this was a long time ago, okay? Anyway, so as the years went by, I started hearing about it, and I got, you know, really excited about it. But this is something I want to share with you. The first article I read, I think it was last week in the AJC, they're talking about the celebrations that are going on this weekend. So they have a picture of these delightful-looking black kids at the top, and then it says historic celebrations, Juneteenth Atlanta Parade and Music Festival. And then it says, the 10th Annual Juneteenth Atlanta Parade and Music Festival celebrates the national holiday, which marks the emancipation and independence of all Americans. Mm. I had a problem with that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
I can't. Yeah, I'm just saying. I had. They don't say anything about. I mean, what is? And then the next one, they said June 19th is the actual holiday, mm-hmm, but the whole weekend will be full of live music and other performances, food trucks, a variety of booths featuring local vendors. Parade is open to all, and one of the year's things is the time is always now, building bridges for future generations. And that's how it ended.
So do you think, so question to you, Cynthia from Buckhead, do you think that you have these organizers and these different events and these different agencies looking to capitalize off of Juneteenth or a holiday in correlation with that?
Well, yeah, but they also have editors of the newspaper.
I would love to hear what Dr. Joanne has to say about mental aspect of Juneteenth and always needing to be affirmed by someone else versus no need to be affirmed. I would love to hear what she has to say.
I would too.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Cynthia. Thank you.
Okay. I'll be listening to you on the radio.
Thank you so much. Matter of fact, let's go over to Dr. Joanne Frederick, Washington, D.C., licensed mental health counselor. Let's talk about the mental health aspect of that.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Hakeem. Well, first of all, when I think about mental health, I like to define what that is for people. So mental health is our ability to cope with life, and it's a range. It can range from poor to great. That's the first thing. The other thing is, so when we look at Juneteenth, it sounds as if it's this new word, and it's a new celebration, something. But the word Juneteenth is actually history, a lot of history before that. Thus, we arrived to Juneteenth. And I think it should be a time for celebration, which includes self-care. This is the holistic self-care. Some of our self-care is just as you are talking about is mental health therapy, just talking about things. But also, you know, our self-care also relates to our music, our arts, food, dining, culture, all of that is self-care. So I think that we just have to be careful of what are we doing with Juneteenth. Like, we don't want, as the young lady just said, the editors and journalists to kind of take it and run somewhere with it. I think it's still our duty to make sure that there is history that we are keeping alive, because in order for us to deal with trauma, we have to talk about the trauma. We have to deal with it. So we can't just say, okay, it's Juneteenth, let's have a good time. We really have to balance that. The other thing too that I think is really important is there's a theory that we use. It's called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And it depends on where we are as individuals, how we can look at Juneteenth. So at the bottom of is a pyramid, let's say a visual. The bottom of the pyramid is our physiological needs, ours as people. So those needs are water, food, shelter. And then above that is safety. We have a need to feel safe. Above that is love and belonging. We have the need to feel loved and belong to a community. And our first community is our family. But then we have our church community, we have organizations, and then we have esteem. And then at the top of the pyramid is a self-actualized person.
Dr. Joanne, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. We're up against another break, Dr. Joanne Frederick. I'm going to bring you back. Coming back from the break, 404-892-2703. And then to segue into another story, actually, this is a recent story. It came out about a month or two ago, Walmart pulling its ice cream away from their stores due to Juneteenth and how it was branded on one of their ice cream. I know you... Shout out to my producer. She sent me that story. I know it's kind of somewhat old, but it's still recent at the same time because it's, you know, tying in with Juneteenth, which is coming up. And Chief Kamal, I know you got to go in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the Sankora African Society event. We're going to talk about that all and more. It's the Mental Space right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.